So, before submitting a letter asking for funds from the John Templeton Foundation, I called the Carmelite convent in Montreal and spoke with the prioress, Sister Diane. After stumbling through an explanation of my proposed study, I endured a long silence at the other end of the line. But in the end, Sister Diane did not say no. She simply said that she would need to talk to her nuns about my proposal. A few days later, when I called back, she told me that some of the nuns would participate if Templeton agreed to fund the project. Templeton notified me in March 2003 that funds were available, so all I had to do was make sure that the nuns were still interested. In the end, 15 Carmelite nuns, aged 23 to 64, their mean age was about 50, from convents around Quebec, agreed to take part in the study. All said they had experienced an intense mystical union at least once. Objections to the study. Dr. Beauregard does not, in fact, believe there is a neurological God center. Rather, his preliminary data implicate a network of brain regions in the Unio Mystica, including those associated with emotion processing and the spatial representation of self. But that leads to another criticism, which he may find harder to rebut. This is that he is not really measuring a mystical experience at all, merely an intense emotional one. This is because the nuns are, so to speak, faking it. Mystical Union, The Economist. If their experiences are of any substance, they will never forget them. And if they are of a kind that can be forgotten, there is no point in writing them down. Teresa of Avila on Recording Spiritual Experiences. Objections to our research project soon surfaced. Of course, there were the anticipated objections from materialists, of the sort that led to the controversy over the Dalai Lama's lecture at the 2005 Neuroscience Convention. Many of our colleagues do not think that spirituality should be studied scientifically, and they have not been slow to make their views known. Materialists who hold decision-making positions have been known to refuse permission for research in this area. However, we have been fortunate in securing funding for our work. We sometimes heard objections from the religious side as well. For example, Reverend Raymond Lawrence Jr. of New York's Presbyterian Hospital complained in Science and Theology News that our work has nothing to do with the truth of religion, adding, "At the end of the day, you only have an experience. It doesn't prove the existence of God." He went on to predict that replicating the mystical experience would be a catastrophe for religion, distorting religious meaning.